Proud to have you along as we cruise through another afternoon here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch, News Talk 1120 KMOX, and hello to those of you listening in your computer speakers in your office on KMOX.com, whether it's in the bi-state area or anywhere across the USA or across the world with that online audio on KMOX.com. American English is back in the studio this afternoon. These guys are, in my estimation, the best Beatles tribute band. Welcome back, guys. It's great
so
to see you.
Love it here. You know that.
Always a pleasure having you here. They are playing at the Casino Queen for three nights starting tonight. And before we even get going, I'm going to say Jason Johnston from the Queen just told me that there are like 50 tickets left for tonight before you guys sell out. And we could probably do that in the next 10 minutes.
Yes.
If I just give out the phone number, which is 800-777-0777. And if you... Yeah, lots of lucky sevens in there. And if you go see American English, you will hear Beatles stuff like this.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Opened up the door. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Like I never done before. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today, never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me, help me, help me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. American English here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. Man, you guys sound great again.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And, we've had you on so many times here. For people who may have missed you the last couple of times, I want to talk about a little bit of the history of the band, and in particular your relationship with a guy by the name of Sam Leach.
Sam Leach.
Yeah. Who is Sam Leach, and what's his relationship to you and to the Beatles?
Well, for the Beatles, number one, back in 1961 and 62, he was one of the promoters, promoted them, 49 shows, and the biggest show that they ever had, back in New Brighton, it's called Operation Big Beat. And then, he was with them, and he hung with them. He was, like, backstage, he's got pictures that nobody else in the whole world has of them. And it's a prized collection. And he brings them out with him when he's with us, he travels with us on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... not just friends, he was not just a booking agent for them, but he was a friend to them. So he put it all into a book called The Birth of the Beatles, and it's about the early days when he was around. And he's, and if I could go in my regular voice, he actually, being an actor and all.
That's okay.
He's in a few books like Beatles Trivia. He was going to release the first single, which was going to be Twist and Shout and Stand By Me. And it right before Brian Epstein came in, and they came up to him and they said, you know, what are we going to do? You know, this guy's got a lot of money. You know, we love you, Sam. And he says, you know, you got to go with him because he'll get you further than I will. Mm-hmm. But I, for one, will say that Twist and Shout and Stand By Me would have been number one. Yeah. And so does Sam. Sam says the same thing. So,
well, they wanted to release some of their own stuff since those would have been cover songs.
Yeah, but Sam was – and they tried to tell them that as well. You know, they said, you know, go with the, you know – the hits and stuff. And the Beatles, you know, stayed true to their word. And that's probably another reason, you know. You know, even George Martin, he said, you know, we've got professional writers for you to do this and that. And they said, no, we want to do our own. So they did, and you know, it's a better world because of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Sam was involved with them in the early 60s until Brian Epstein took over. How did he get involved with American English?
Well, he came to Chicago.
Well, you've got to talk to you.
Yeah, I got me mic right here, Paul. Yes. Come on. This is Ringo talking Radio Land.
Don't be shy now.
No, not shy. Not with a nose like this. Anyway.
That's why he couldn't see the microphone.
No, yeah. Sam Leach came to Chicago. He was promoting his book in Chicago, and somebody called him up and said, you know, you should see this Beatle band in Chicago called American English.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to the show in the theater.
He didn't want to come at first.
Yeah, because he says, I've seen them all already. He says, you know, I don't need to see another Beatle band.
Our fans picked him up and took him out.
Really?
Yeah.
So he came to the show, and he was watching it, and I guess he really liked it. So he asked to come backstage, and we says, oh, we don't want no guy like that. Come on. Sam Leach, who the bloody hell is that?
We've met them all.
We've met all the Sam Leaches in the world.
No, and as a matter of fact, he brought us to England the first time right after that. You know, we played all these little places out and about in Liverpool and around Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
These, you know, places that would be considered, you know, like...
It was places that the Beatles played that weren't that popular, like 125 people, like the Grosvenor Ballroom. The stage, same stage is there. It's still grand. The grand piano is still there, the same one.
Wow.
It's still there. So we played these little venues that the Beatles played. You know, like
a few big ones as well.
Yeah. And
Cavern Club still there?
Yeah, yes. We played there as well, yeah.
And these people came out, and they were like the original people there. They were like, you know, their age. And they had Polaroids of them with the Beatles when
Paul's
they were like 18. Yeah, I mean,
whoa. McCartney's ex-girlfriend showed up.
She had dated him, a few times.
Are we talking about Jane Asher?
No, we're talking about
kids. That
was even
16,
before
17.
You know, it was just a girl. You know,
uh-huh.
And, you know, in actuality, the second time we went there, he was influential as that as well. But the owner of the Cavern Club, Bill Heckel, brought us out on the strength of the first show that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought us out another show. So we played at the biggest music festival, you know, in Liverpool. And you know, we closed the show. It's for 50,000 people.
50,000 people.
Yeah, and in Liverpool, I mean, it's nothing like 50,000 drunken Liverpoolians. You know, it was a great day, I'm telling you.
Now, as a Beatle fan, the only thing I know about the Cavern Club, having never been there, is a very, very low ceiling. High stage, low ceiling.
Very hot. Yes, very hot and very loud.
So
it's all bricks.
All bricks all around.
The sound was just flying around.
I was going to ask, does that affect the acoustics of what you guys are doing on stage?
It's horrible on stage.
Horrifyingly great.
Yeah.
Horrifyingly great.
You could
great.
See why they turned heads down there. I mean, it was just violent
was
and loud.
Yeah.
It was really, you know.
You fit 150 people tops, you know.
Long before slam dancing and the punk movement,
people were
just banging into each other in the Cavern Club, right?
We were doing that there, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hot.
No, it was interesting, you know. Because, you know, to see Englishmen, you know, come up to you and say, you know, crying and stuff, you know. I mean, we've got it on video.
Yeah, it was very emotional. A lot of people got emotional because they never thought they'd get to see it again.
Because strangely enough, you know, from what I've understood, talking to people in Britain, you know, actually in America, the Beatles are way more popular.
Is that right?
Seriously, you know. And so they've got a few, you know, imitator bands, so to speak. You know, but, you know, the American groups take it pretty, you know, we take it pretty seriously. You know what I'm
saying? Any other Beatle bands played the Cavern Club?
Oh, yes. Thousands of them. Yeah, everybody plays it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing to do.
Yeah.
You got to have that feel, man.
I bet. All right, so you want to do something else?
Sure,
why not?
Let's do something up-tempo.
Might as well stay while you're in hell, eh?
Okay, another girl. That'll be another girl, all right?
All right, here we go. American English on KMOX.
Come on, give me a count, Ringo.
You sing it. Go ahead.
For I have got another girl, another girl. You're making me say that I've got nobody but you. But as from today, well, I've got somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want. For I have got
another gal, another gal.
She's sweeter than all the girls, and I met quite a few. Nobody in all the world can do what she can do. And so I'm telling you, this time you'd better stop, for I have got
another girl, another girl who will love me till the end. Through thick and thin, she will always be my friend.
I don't want to say that I've been unhappy with you, but as of today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool, and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl who will love me till the end. Through thick and thin, she will always be my friend.
I don't want to say that I've been unhappy with you, but as for today, well, I've got somebody that's new. I ain't no fool, and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl, another girl.
Yeah, American English right. Here on KMOX. What is that, 65, that song, 1965? Yeah, right on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the movie.
Yeah, here's one of another thing I like about you guys. At no point does anybody go, what key? You've been playing together long enough, you kind of know what you're going to be doing. 800-777-0777 is the number to call if you want tickets to see them. They're doing three nights, although Saturday night sold out, Jason?
Yep.
They got about 50 seats left for tonight and 50 seats left for tomorrow night. CasinoQueen.com is the website, or the band has a website at AmericanEnglishBeatles.com. Welcome back and hear more from them in just a moment here as the Paul Harris Show continues on News Talk 1120 KMOX. In the studio this afternoon with American English, the best Beatle tribute band. They're going to be working at the Casino Queen tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday night and here on the radio this afternoon. And also their website, you could just do AmericanEnglish.com and get information about the band. And they're live at the Rialto CD, which came out last year, a year and a half ago, something like that. Yeah. And it's them doing the stuff live, and the crowd really enjoying it. And you'll also hear the fifth Beatle on there, who should mention, even though he's not here today.
Right.
A friend
Ken
of yours,
Spanik.
By name of Ken, who is terrific, who plays the parts of kind of George Martin.
Yeah, all the strings.
And Billy Preston.
You got it, yeah.
Adds in the horns and everything else, which I think is what makes you unique.
Crack, you know. Yeah, you're right. It does. It's a kind of a secret weapon, you know.
Yeah. Well, because now when you do that middle era stuff, the Rubber Soul, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper stuff, and even later on into the White Album,
he
adds in that texture.
Especially Abbey Road as well, yeah. A lot of stuff going on in there.
Absolutely.
Strawberry Fields, all the Mellotron
Strawberry Fields
work.
Is just great live. I mean, just to sit, even for myself to be in the band and hear that song live, even though I'm playing it, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe
and
it.
And he's doing all of that stuff right there on stage
right
live.
There, right there.
So you don't use any recordings on stage.
Stage. Never, ever.
That's terrific. Yeah. I saw your whole show, I guess, about a year and a half ago. It was like a New Year's weekend that you were here at the Queen. And I've told you this before. You guys just blow me away. So you want to blow me away again here right
too
now?
Too kind. Yes.
How about something late era?
All right. Well, we'll do something that, you know, without Ken here, but he does the, you know, the Billy Preston part.
Mm-hmm.
So, Paul, you can come in. You can talk in the middle of it.
No, I'll just let you guys. You guys can jam on that part.
Right. We'll just jam on it.
Right. Let's go for the roof then.
This is from the Let It Be era.
Right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, JoJo. back. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, Joe.
Come on, Billy, wherever you are, man. He's playing his keyboard. Walking and rolling at the Casino Queen, baby. Sweet Loretta Martin thought she was a woman, but she was another man. All the girls around her said she's got it coming, but she gets it while she can. Get back. Your mama calling you, wearing her high heel shoes and low neck sweater. You better get back home now, Loretta.
Yeah, get back, get right back, get back to where you once belonged.
That's the audition.
You know, when I was like a 10 or 11 years old and the song first came out, I wanted to meet a woman with a high heel shoes and a low neck sweater. So much.
Still looking.
It's a family show the way you're talking, Paul. Come on.
Yeah, I'm still looking. You're right. Yeah. Let me mention the names of the guys here, by the way. That's Eric as Paul, that's Tom as Ringo, that's Young as John, and Doug as George, and Ken, the fifth Beatle, not with us here this afternoon, but he will be with him at the Queen tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday night. 800-777-0777 is the number. You call and say, I want tickets to see the American English, and they will be happy to sell them to you as long as they haven't sold out. We've been on the air with them a half hour, so it's possible
come
those anywhere. 50 seats for tonight are gone. But they've got some more left for tomorrow night, and you can get more info from CasinoQueen.com and AmericanEnglish.com, and we're going to do a break and one more segment with the boys after this. It's the Paul Harris Show on KMOX.
He's Paul Harris, and he's back to talk now on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX, the Paul Harris Show. Jason from the Casino Queen told me they've got literally 15 tickets or pairs of tickets? 15 tickets left to see these guys, American English, either tonight or tomorrow night over at the Queen. 800-777-0777 is the number. And 777-0777. What? Too many seven. Put a three in there. I'm just begging you. Anyway, the guys are debating what song they're going to do, and I've been trying to talk them into doing a song here. Yeah, I am. Well, you know, it's their, like your fourth time on the show.
It's his show, you know, John.
Yeah. So before you do this, though, I want to have you explain a little bit about a thing you came up with called What If, which was a concept album you guys did?
Yeah, it was a concept that we did at Abbey Road Studios in London during one of the trips to England, and one of the songs was... Ringo picked was It Don't Come Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of it was, is if the Beatles had stayed together, you know, in 1971, what was available, you know, so we picked songs from 1971. Now, the show tonight is going to be a full, you know, length of the Beatles' solo career, so there's many different songs from different years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Needless to say, this one is a classic.
So, but the people who come tonight, they're going to see you do your full-length Beatles show.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, you're going to throw in some Beatles solo stuff as if performed by the four Beatles.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
What if they would have stayed together one more year? These were some of the songs that were on the table as Beatles songs but didn't make it to the albums, and then they broke up, and then they went ahead and recorded them themselves anyway.
So you're getting some George songs, some All Things Must Pass, and McCartney, like Red Rose Speedway, that kind of era?
Well, some, all through the whole era. Mm-hmm. You know, all the way through, you know, like Jet and stuff like that.
Oh, all the way through the Wings era,
Band
too.
Band on the Run, Imagine, you know. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that we could do. So we didn't limit ourselves to one year. We just took it all in stride, you know.
Pretty cool. So if they had stayed together and played together and done their solo stuff this way.
Yeah.
All right. So here's one of those what-if songs that I've talked the guys into. They're doing this, by the way, completely against their will because this is not the instrumentation you will see if you go see them. So this is kind of an improvised, unplugged version of a Ringo classic.
In the studio,
There you go.
Okay.
Ready, lads? One, two, three, four.
You can see in the middle there, they realized, hey, you know what? This is working.
Yeah.
I can't believe
that was
it.
A rough one.
And Tom is thinking to himself, you know, when I play the drums, I know how to do this. I just don't know it only on the bongos and tambourine.
I don't know how to sing a song without playing me bloody drums, I can tell you that. I was all thrown for a loop.
Nice job. And by the way, when we mentioned that you do stuff from the solo years and even the Wings years for Paul McCartney, you guys played a gig with Denny Lane, didn't you?
A few times. Played maybe... bash your guitar about. But,
about five, six times we've played with Denny.
Yeah, we've played a few times with Denny, become, you know, pretty good mates with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the horn section as well. You know, they're great people to work with. And
the horn section that toured with Wings?
Yeah the original guys.
Thaddeus Ricard and Howie Casey. And
wow.
The whole bunch of them, yeah. They're, you know, they're nice guys, great musicians. And it's just a a couple of cool things by hanging around with those guys. You learn a bit what, you know, you're not supposed to talk about.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
of course,
the inside trader stories were marvelous with those guys.
I bet.
We learned a lot.
10 years of being on the road with Paul.
All right, so what was the story with Linda McCartney singing? What did Denny tell you about that?
We promised not to tell.
Yeah, we couldn't say because then she would get mad at us, you know. And we love Paul because he could, you know, he's a pretty big guy in this world. So, mm-hmm. You know, Linda, we love you, love, wherever you are at, you know,
yeah,
up there in heaven. But you know what? Playing with those guys was just great. And they treated us fantastic, you know. Like, we were in a rehearsal place, you know, a little small quarters in Puerto Rico, I remember, because that was one of the gigs we played. And we were, yeah, you see these four guys. I mean, it's great. And Denny's just standing there all sweating and hot in this little room. And they've got the fold-up chairs, you know, with the charts out and everything, you know. And mm-hmm. Howie's going, Paul, what do you mean on this? You know, I'm going, I said, he just called me Paul. I mean, just the weirdest thing, you know. I said, well, you know, we're trying to do this part here, you know, kind of eliminate it. And he says, well, what do you mean? You know, and I said, well, let Denny play some great blues. He's a great blues guitar player. And he has a good rock, great mm-hmm. rock guitar player. I says, let's do Coming Up, and we'll just leave that open for him. He says, well, you're talking about that, you know, the riff part or the not riff part. You know, mm-hmm. It was that great talking to these guys, having that kind of rapport
that
you can just speak to them.
Very, very
and
cool.
And, you know, and they said, okay, well, that sounds good. We'll do it that way then.
Yeah. And it was great memories for them, too, because, you know, that was a big thing in their life to play with Wings and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then here we are recreating it with them. So they were getting a buzz off that, too. So it was kind of cool, yeah.
I bet. Well, it's always great to have you guys in here. You do a terrific job on the air with me, and I know you do it on stage because I've seen you do it.
Well, thanks for having us again.
Thanks, Paul.
It's a great show.
It's always a pleasure having you in here. American English. Go see him. Find him online at AmericanEnglish.com. More information on their gig at the Queen is at CasinoQueen.com. Or if there's one ticket left, you can call 800-777-0777 and go see him during their three-night gig starting tonight.
Yes.
Squeezy in. Come on.
As long as the fire marshal's not listening, they will allow you in, is what they're saying. American English here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.